Mitch, please.
All right, guys, yesterday we had a few teams punch their tickets to the baseball playoffs, including the Milwaukee Brewers, now NL Central champs for the third time in the last 4 years. In the postgame champagne showers in the locker room, the Brewers briefly centered in on longtime broadcaster and Mr. Harry Doyle himself, Bob Uecker.
There is no one who epitomizes a champion the way this man does right here. There is no one out here. What an example for us to be with every single day. Bob Uecker. No doubt about it.
Bob Uecker's wonderful. Bob Uecker's wonderful. 90 years old, right?
Holy cow. 90,
Bob yeah, 90 years old. He had a stalker a few years back.
Like in his 80s he had a stalker? Or do you mean like way back?
No, 2007. Like it was...
So he was in his 70s.
Yeah. He had like a... I'll meet you at the White Rose Inn, like that type of stalker. It was something else. Yeah. Poor Bob Uecker, man. But yeah, Brewers clinch. Nice for the Brewers. Good for Dan Medigan. I don't know why. I said that. He ain't here. He wouldn't hear me say it anyway. But good for the Brewers to be able to clinch. And hopefully, obviously, the Guardians get that chance to clinch today. And hopefully, all the Owen and all the little Ottomans are going to be able to go see it later on today. That'll be nice. 1 o'clock. 1:10 first pitch, I should say. Lima, do you want to take everybody on a trip down memory lane?
Oh, this is amazing. And the thing is, I didn't know which one to pick.
So some of you guys out there, maybe you're college age, maybe you got your first jobs. A lot of the high school kids get driven in by their dads. They're already in school, so they wouldn't know this. Some of you guys are new to, or you only know Woj for breaking news. Woj used to be to NBA players in every sense of the word. To some, a major league blank breaker. I mean, he was as tough-minded and tough-penned as you could find. Like, he was a flamethrower. And in 2010, I remember I lapped this up like crazy because I was so mad LeBron left. Lima, you found the article.
Okay, and I'm scrapping that one and going to one in 2011 when they lost to the Mavericks.
Wow. I'm sorry. Quote, I didn't realize. Did you tell me this before?
No, I didn't, because I read this one. It's even better. There's nothing real about James's world, and there never has been. Remember, they had just lost to J.J. Barea and Dirk and all that. Remember, and he looked
the
like
Mavaliers,
he was passing up shots. He's a prisoner of a life that his sycophants and enablers and our sporting culture has created for him. He's rich and talented.
Whoa. Slow down a little bit. His sycophants have created for him.
He's rich and talented and something of a tortured soul. He's the flawed superstar for these flawed times. He's a creation of basketball breeding ground full of such twisted priorities and warped principles. Oh. Almost every person who's ever had to work closely with him, who has spent significant time, who's watched him belittle and bully people, told me they were rooting hard against him. That's sad. And that's something he doesn't understand and probably never will. Earlier in this same column, he's talking about Dirk and the purity of Dirk's title. And Kenny, I mean, he's saying James will win championships, but he'll never enjoy a moment so singularly pure as Dirk did. He'll never have his connection to a franchise and a fandom, a communion of shared struggle and pursuit and angst. This is still Dwayne Wade's town and probably Wade's team. One Easter Conference star said, right now, all he's doing is helping D. Wade get his second ring.
This is June of 2011.
Yeah, clearly it didn't age that gracefully.
Well, he is a zero-time champion at that point. Only his second finals.
Yep.
You know, first one with the Heat. First of a run of, how many did he make in a row? 8 in a row?
it's ridiculous. At that time, I'll say, like, at that time,
there was no thought that he'd ever be back in Cleveland.
And that highlights it, because people get upset when I say this. I go, there's only been one player who's ever played with LeBron. Everybody else plays for him. For him. And the one player is Dwayne Wade, who's ever played with him. Chris Bosh, I don't care what you say, he was there as a piece for LeBron and for Dwayne Wade in that case. If you want to say that Bosh was playing for Wade and LeBron, go right on ahead. Some of that stuff you look back on and you cringe. However, it does show a little bit of the truth of what it was at that time. And boy, he was reviled at that time. And hey, we all rooted against him. And at that time, as an outsider at Cleveland,
we agreed with everything Woj was writing.
He did not think he was coming back. By the way, I'll get this in a second. We did not think he was coming back. Outsiders did not think he was coming back, even though the Cavs were working to bring him back. Is this breaking news?
Yeah, they've got it as breaking news up there.
Here, go ahead and hit it. I want to make sure we read this right. Browns rookie Michael Hall Jr. I'm just reading this off the television right now from Fox 8. Browns rookie Michael Hall Jr. pleads no contest for disorderly conduct. So that has been finalized over in Avon at that courthouse. So it's been a couple of month process. He pleaded no contest, reduced charge of disorderly conduct, according to Fox 8. I don't know what that does for the NFL.
Yeah, does this conclude their investigation based on everything? Because now that the court situation has come to a close, and we understand what the charges are. Like you were saying, was it you, Owen, who said maybe the NFL comes in and suspends them one game?
It probably does conclude their investigation, but it does not conclude the. It does not give you a finality or an answer yet. And I think, especially when you plead no contest, right? You're not saying that you're innocent. You're not saying that you're guilty either, right?
I don't know, man. I didn't take the LSAT. Lima did.
So I would think that the NFL, him being a rookie guy on a rookie contract, would probably just go, hey, here's a game. Take your game. Shut up. Go. That's just my reckless speculation.
I don't know.
And they're probably going to say, dude, clean it up. Like,
yeah.
Well, and I know
that's maybe part of it.
Because, I mean, this is a real relationship and obviously real family consequences.
You could say get away from it, but you got a child together. Right. You're going to be linked.
Right.
It's going to happen.
Right. And these two have had issues before. Right. Yeah. So you wonder
maybe it's an eye opener for everyone involved in this situation.
I have more on this for the podcast.